Hi there, welcome back to lesson three, where we're going to talk about creating abundance but getting rid of removing conditioning beliefs and blocks that are going to stop money and abundance from coming to you. And also, we're going to talk about building an empowered relationship with abundance because I think you're blocked, but then when you remove those blocks, how are we then going to move forward and create a really healthy relationship with money? So let's just get right into it, right here. An abundance mindset is probably something that you're telling yourself, well, I have to be positive all the time. I have to think good about money. It's obviously part of that, but it's a little bit more than that as well. It's important to keep in mind every possible good outcome for your financial situation. Now, with that being said, obviously, I know that we still need to save and we still need to be cautious with our abundance and with our money. We can't go out and just spend everything and be like, oh, there'll be more there tomorrow and not have a plan about it. But you can block yourself because you just get so caught up in the lack and the scarcity that you don't allow yourself to sort of see outside of that. A lot of people know that having a budget or a financial plan is really good. But I just need to tell you how important it is. If you don't have a plan, then you'll never really shift your financial situation. And the structure for abundance comes with having a plan and knowing exactly what it is that you want to bring into your life and how you want that to happen and laying it and mapping it out. It is absolutely okay for you to say, I want to live in a ginormous mansion and I want to have all these amazing things. But then if you're going 5 days a week to the collector store and you're buying all the stuff that you're collecting, I don't know, trinkets, dolls, army knives, whatever it is, if you're spending it on your emotional needs, emotional spending is a huge issue. I know I suffered with it and I can slip back into it easily if I'm not mindful about it. If we're not having a plan, we begin to sort of move around emotionally. And when our emotions turn into chaos, we typically want to spend money because we want to feel better. So the first thing to do to stop the blocks is ask yourself, am I emotionally spending right now? Like, is this crazy? Like, do I need this? Are you spending to fulfill a need of things or stuff around you and blocking yourself from the bigger picture of the things that you want? Also, you have to remember that creating, you know, abundance and removing these blocks has a lot to do with, you know, old beliefs. And we've talked about this a little bit before, but recognizing the beliefs as soon as they happen. So what are you afraid of? And I want to ask you that right now. Maybe this is a good time for a journal. What are you afraid of? I'm going to tell you a little story. I had very limiting beliefs when it came to money. I was always stressed. I was always worried. I would never buy anything. I was always like trying to hold on to every penny and pinch. I bought everything no name. I shopped only at Kmart at the time. Like, everything was just so limited. And I was constantly worrying about, oh my God, I'm going to have to move. I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my power. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm just stuck and stuck and stuck. And the problem is that we talked about this, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. It's because you're swirling in these thoughts and they're getting further and further and further away from you. And so you have to break it down. So what I'd like you to do in your journal right now is to break down what your fears are. So what was I afraid of? Well, I'm afraid of the lights getting shut off and not having enough money to pay the power bill. Okay, that's what I'm afraid of. Then the next thing, and what would happen? What would that look like if that happened? Okay, it would look like the power person coming to the door, me saying I didn't pay the bill, and them shutting the lights off. And how would that make me feel? Well, that would make me feel scared. That would make me feel sad. And then what would happen? Well, then I wouldn't have any lights. So what would you do? Well, I would light candles. I would maybe, if I had a little bit of money, go get flashlights. I would maybe go ask to stay with a friend. Okay, Would you, at the end of everything, would you be okay? Well, yeah, it would be inconvenient, it would suck, but I would be okay. It's kind of like, you know, recently in the last few years ago, I heard someone say, it was a comment, I don't know if it came across on social media or TV, and they said, but did you die? And I remember my kids would say this to each other, they would be upset about something, or they'd be in a little dispute or a little argument. And they'd say, this happened, and then my truck broke down. And then one of the other kids would go, yeah, but did you die? And so truly, that's kind of where you have to get to when it comes to removing your blocks about money. Because if you're so caught up in not having the things that you want, you have to ask yourself, you know, if I take this risk with this company and I go down this path to sort of, you know, living my dreams, all these amazing things could happen. But instead, we'll hang on to the thought of, yeah, but I could lose everything. Could you really? Is that a true statement? Is that the truth? No, you're not going to lose your husband and your family and your kids. They're going to love you no matter what. Do you know how many people go bankrupt? Do you know that Donald Trump, Oprah Winfrey, all those people have several companies that have gone bankrupt? And it doesn't affect them because there's any more companies. But do you know that there are other people out there in the world that have gone bankrupt and have had to struggle and put the pieces of Humpty Dumpty back together again? But they didn't lose the people that love them. They didn't lose themselves, maybe for a little bit, but they understood that money is not our happiness. Success is not our happiness. Those things don't relate to completing us. So when you can remove the blocks and stop expecting the worst, that's when you start expecting all those amazing things to happen. And guess what? 9 times out of 10, the bad thing that blocked you from not doing what you wanted to do to create abundance, it never happened. It was all those good things that happened. Acknowledging your fear is one of the biggest things, which is why I would love for you to be able to journal around it and talk about it. You know, expansion around money and the beliefs and the experiences and taking a closer look at what those feels to you and what they feel like is really important. Where do you feel paralyzed? Where do you feel jealous of other people? Because that's another block. Do you pass somebody on the road and they're driving a Ferrari and you look over and you're like, asshole? Do you do that? Because if you do, you're blocked. You are blocked. Do you look over and go, oh my God, that's so amazing. I bet they love that. Recently, we had some people come and they were looking at a horse and they were talking about their Corvette and how her husband had bought her this Corvette for her birthday and how amazing it was. And, you know, he bought her a car when they got married and it was their 40 year anniversary. He buys her a Corvette. Not one time when I was hearing that story did I think, I wish that was my husband. I wish I had a Corvette. Because I don't wish I had a Corvette. I would never want a Corvette. But the point is that I was never jealous. So therefore I know I'm not blocked in my money. I'm not blocked with my flow of abundance. So that's one of the first things to know. Are you jealous and are you envious of other people? And if you are, where are those blocks? And why are they there? What brings them up? You know, this like woe is me stuff and the victimhood that we can get caught in and the stories that we write to tell ourselves is what removes the empowerment around the relationship with abundance. To feel abundant and to build a relationship around abundance, you have to grow without limitations or restrictions. And so you have to remove the blocks of jealousy, remove the blocks of fear, remove the blocks of story writing and old beliefs and patterns, and move towards your abundance without limitation or restrictions. You have to see the world full of opportunities. This is so funny because if people are standing in front of the ocean and we said, okay, everybody, you can have as much of the ocean as you want. Are you the person that would run for buckets? Are you the person who would be like, okay, you go into your kitchen cabinet and be like, I'm just going to bring like a teaspoon because I don't want to be greedy. Are you the person who'd be like, okay, I feel like it's balanced to have like a cup, but you know, I don't want to take more than that. Or are you the person that's like, woohoo, there's so much ocean, there's so much water, there's enough for everyone. We can have as much as we want. Ask yourself that question, because when you think about it, sometimes your blocks come from worrying about what other people will think of you when you're successful. And that is a true story. I remember it was the silliest thing. I live in Alberta, which is like very much a truck place to live. I also live on a ranch. And so, you know, the terrain and we need trucks and bigger vehicles to be able to move horse feed and those kinds of things. Anyway, I was so proud of myself. I had rebuilt my credit. I had purchased my truck, which I loved dearly. And I went to go trade it in. And there was this beautiful, it wasn't brand new, but there was this beautiful white Hummer. And it had like a big back seat. And I was like, my gosh, this would be perfect for me and the dogs. And I love this Hummer. Like, and I believe I was driving it on season one of the show we filmed, Mom's a Medium. Anyway, I will never forget when I went home to visit my mom and we were driving the Hummer to BC. The whole time I felt so afraid to show my mom this Hummer. And finally, when we were getting on the ferry to go across, I told her, I was like, just so you know, like I traded my truck in. Whoo, she was mad. What are people going to think of you driving through town in a Hummer? She was so blocked herself by financial abundance and not wanting people to think that she was something that she wasn't. She never wanted to be received as rich or a show off or too good. She had been so bullied throughout her life. She wanted everyone to like her. She never wanted anyone to think that she was too successful or too pretty. And that's an old limiting belief. And for me not to feel proud to call my mom and say, guess what? I paid off my truck. I got this Hummer. I'm so excited. That's sad to think back to that person that I was and to feel like I couldn't share that with her because I had done something bad or wrong. That's a true belief that needed to get rid of. You have to celebrate yourself. Have a greater clarity and focus around your purpose. What do you want to be when you grow up? That's really important to remove the blocks of abundance. Obviously, focusing on gratitude despite the circumstances. Okay, this is where I am, but I'm super grateful for all the people that helped me and that got me to where I am. I'm under a lot of stress right now and duress. I need to pay some bills and I need to get out of debt is what you might be saying. Or I want to bring abundance in my love life into my life. And so I feel stressed. I feel limited. I feel judged. But you can remove those thoughts and seek out gratitude instead. Create faster growth rather than linear growth. So let's talk about that. Create faster growth rather than linear growth. So sometimes it's really about allowing yourself to expect the things that are coming to you. You know, you think, I have to work. I cannot be rich until I'm 60. Like, I can't have any money until I retire. Freedom 55, I'm going to kill myself till I'm 55. And then I'm going to spend 15 years or 20 years, like half of my life, like less than half of my life, enjoying what I work so hard for. Feel plentiful, creative, and inspired. And the way to feel plentiful is to feel good and abundant with the things that are around you. Feel full. And you know how we say we feel full in our tummy? Feel full in your life. I am just as happy as God is my witness on everything that is holy. I am just as happy to go into a Tiffany store and shop as I am to go into a dollar store. For me, shopping is the experience, the find, the, ooh, I love that. How does it fit? How does it feel? All of those things. I love Dollarama. Big shout out to you guys. And you know what? In my lifetime, I was fortunate and blessed enough to be able to own a Tiffany's key necklace. I'm not like a Louis Vuitton girl. That's just not me. Not because I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If you want abundance and Louis Vuitton feels good and looks good and you love that, go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm a Pendleton blanket girl. I could own a million Pendleton blankets and never feel like I have enough. It's just understanding where you need fullness in your life. Obviously, I don't own a million Pendleton blankets, but the chair that I'm sitting on has one draped behind it right now. It brings me comfort and joy, makes me full in my life. And feeling full creates more growth. Create memorable and meaningful life experiences centered around your abundance. When you do that, that is when you will finally feel like you're able to create more, because the universe will just continue to send that to you. You will be building an empowered relationship with it. Instead of having a relationship with abundance that feels limited, feels like greed, feels like selfishness, it will feel beautiful. I trust me on that. Fullness and completeness comes in the form of love and the relationship that you build with being able to receive and not feel guilty for doing so.